DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A cool front sweeps through the area as we head through our forecast, cooling temperatures below normal as we finish out the work week and head into our weekend. We'll also be seeing some very gusty winds. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today's sunny high of 53, breezy west winds. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low of 33. Winds gusty from the northwest. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A new Kansas fiscal forecast predicts that state government will be awash in cash, more than enough to allow big tax cuts that Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Republican legislators already plan to pursue. The new forecast increased the projection for the state's total tax collection by $1.3 billion for the current 2022 budget year that began July 1st. The new projection of $8.9 billion is 17.1% higher than the $7.6 billion predicted previously. The forecasters also predicted a 3.2% increase in tax collections for the 2023 budget year. Kelly wants to eliminate the state sales tax on groceries, and Republicans like that idea, and cutting income taxes as well. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Kansas increased by 2,857 to a total of 445,089. The state reported 79 new COVID-19 deaths for a total of 6,613. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A woman was killed when she crashed her vehicle head-on to another Wednesday morning in Harvey County. The crash happened at around 7 a.m. Wednesday on K-196 near Hillside, which is south-southeast of Newton. Trooper Chad Crittenton with the Kansas Highway Patrol said 62-year-old Trella Patton was driving westbound, passing several vehicles, when she crashed into 39-year-old Sarah Colling, who was driving eastbound. Colling died at the scene. Patton was transported to a Wichita hospital in very critical condition. A Kansas school district has stripped its library shelves of more than two dozen books that have been challenged in other school systems while it reviews them. Julie Canizzo, Assistant Superintendent for Academic Affairs in Goddard, said Tuesday that one parent objected to language he found offensive in The Hate U Give, a novel about the aftermath of a police officer killing a black teenager. The parent then submitted a list of books he questioned, and school district officials agreed to halt checkouts and complete a review. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Catholic Diocese in Lincoln has declared a day of fasting for its priests in response to a report that identified hundreds of cases of church sex abuse in Nebraska since the 1930s. A message sent to Lincoln area parishioners said Bishop James Conley proclaimed Friday as a day of fasting and abstinence in reparation for offenses highlighted in the report by the Nebraska Attorney General's office. Attorney General Doug Peterson released the report last week, expressing frustration that no accused offenders in the church would face charges because the statute of limitations has passed in the vast majority of cases. Hospitals are fuller than at any point in the pandemic in Omaha amid a surge in COVID-19 cases that has health officials raising alarms. The Omaha World Herald reports that Nebraska had the nation's fifth highest percentage increase in COVID cases last week, part of a surge of infections occurring in the upper Great Plains. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID case counts in Marshall County have risen dramatically to 85, with four hospitalizations reported. KDHE this week reports two exposure locations in the county, which are defined as places with five or more cases in the past 14 days. These include the Georgia Pacific plant at Blue Rapids and Valley Heights Junior High School. USD 498 early this week reported 79 students and 3 staff under quarantine, with 17 students and 3 staff listed as positive. A no-contest plea to first-degree murder charges could result in a 45-year prison term for Jeremy Penix II of Melbourne, who's charged along with another man in the killing of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion. Some additional charges were dropped in exchange for the plea in Marshall County District Court. Penix submitted no contest to aggravated robbery and arson in the case. These could result in an additional 20 years added to a 25-year prison term with no parole for the murder charge. Sentencing is set for December 7th. Jeffrey Goad of Waverly is also facing December sentencing in the case. A $435,000 community development block grant awarded the city of Beatrice through the Nebraska Department of Economic Development will be used toward creating a downtown revitalization program. Businesses submitted pre-application for assistance, with 57 requests received, totaling nearly $5 million in funding. A committee will evaluate these and will make project recommendations to the Beatrice City Council for final approval. Applicants will contribute a 25% match toward a forgivable loan if the improvements stay in place for at least 5 years. Injury accidents in Marshall County were reported. October 30th, Enrique Clesio of Axtell struck a deer on U.S. 36 west of the Beatty Corner. An unidentified passenger was transported by private vehicle for medical attention. A Lincoln man, Calvin O'Brien, was injured October 14th when a deer struck his vehicle on U.S. 77 south of the state line. He was also transported by private vehicle for medical care. October 24th, Jocelyn Young of Okito lost control on Cherokee near 13th Road, her vehicle rolling over into a creek. $15,000 bond was set in Washington County. Kenneth Riddle of Washington was arrested October 26th during a traffic stop on U.S. 36 Highway on multiple charges, including traffic violation, no license or insurance, drug paraphernalia, drug and weapons possession. He faces additional charges related to a subsequent search of his motel room in Washington, and Riddle remains in custody at the Washington County Jail. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County Thursday morning. An Overland Park man was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital after he struck the rear of another vehicle driven by a Missouri man on U.S. 36 turning D Road. The other driver was not injured. November 3rd, the Barnes and Greenlee Fire Departments were dispatched to Cross Creek and 10th Roads for a shed fire. No immediate details available. AHRS Construction of Bern has been selected as construction manager at risk for the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital remodel and construction project. The next step is moving from concept to design details, with a building committee including hospital board members, staff, and local residents who will review plans moving forward. Beverly Lewers, age 67, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Loman United Methodist Church in Topeka. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery Friday at 3:30. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Beverly Lewers. Douglas R. Springer, age 63, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Hanover Mortuary. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doug Springer. Lynn D. Farmer Lord, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Farmer Lord. Lemoyne Hank Sisk, age 97, of Frankfort, passed away August 12. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Hank Sisk.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A cool front sweeps through the area. As we head through our forecast, cooling temperatures below normal as we finish out the work week and head into our weekend. We'll also be seeing some very gusty winds. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today's sunny, high of 53, breezy west winds. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low of 33. Winds gusty from the northwest. On Friday, lots of clouds, occasional sun. Cooler, high of 41, strong northwest winds. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 24. High of 46 on Saturday, lots of sunshine. Saturday night, becoming cloudy, low near 34. High of 51 on Sunday. Lots of clouds, a few sunny breaks. Sunday night, mainly cloudy early, then clearing, low of 32. High of 54 on Monday, lots of sun. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 39. High of 62 on Tuesday. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
37 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 11th of November. It's Veterans Day. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time, it's time. Bring the holiday wonder home from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville with the Holiday Open House. Save on Hallmark Channel bundles, recordable storybooks, holiday family gift bundles, wrapping paper tri-packs, only $5.99 with any purchase, and so much more. Don't miss the magic, the wonder, and the savings with Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House starting Friday.
An overtime thriller for the Lakers, and the Warriors remain unbeatable. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was another LeBron-less night for the L.A. Lakers, but Russell Westbrook's 25-point triple-double was enough to outlast the Miami Heat in overtime.
2 minutes to go. Lowry throws it inside, stolen by Melo. They get the ball ahead to Westbrook. Alley-oop to AD, lay it up and in.
The call on ESPN LA 710. Lakers win 120-117. The Lakers now 2-2 without LeBron James. College football police blotter. Georgia linebacker Adam Anderson surrendered to police after being accused of rape. The team suspended Anderson indefinitely November 2nd when it first heard of the allegation. He's being held without bail. NHL, Anaheim Ducks GM Bob Murray resigned and will enter an alcohol abuse program. The move coming a day after the franchise placed Murray on administrative leave pending an investigation into allegations of improper professional conduct. More NBA, the Warriors' Steph Curry scored 25 points against the Timberwolves, but the real highlight was Andrew Wiggins dunking on his former team.
Curry finds Iguodala off pressure. Iguodala right side the pool. He'll take a three. No good. Tam Hall by Wiggins! He came down the lane and threw it down with one hand! Elevation sensation for Wiggins!
The call on KGMZ. Wiggins scored a season-high 35 in Golden State's 123-120 victory. They've now won six straight and improved to 10-1 on the campaign. A surprise in the East. The Wizards moved into the top seed in the conference with a win over the Cavs.
Dinwiddie trying to get it in. He's got to hurry. Left wing, left corner, Beal. Beal, cross court. Kuzma open for three. Oh, it's there! It is there! High-arcing swish!
The call on WFED. Wizards win 97-94 to improve to a conference-leading 8-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. November football is in full swing, and the Twin Valley League has a pair of strong contenders. for this year's state title. We'll sit down with the head coaches of both Centralia and Axel as their teams prepare for the sectional round of the Cassius State playoffs. Also, we'll talk to KNDY's own Paxton Gordon. He will be on the call of Axel versus Waverly on Friday. That and much more on the TVL Spotlight on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
Shop the timeless simplicity of Moonlight Tango wedding gowns and the free-spirited, fashion-forward styles of Simply Val Stefani. With a trunk show at Diane's Dresses, Etc. and Wymore. Try on sample gowns and sparkle for less with 10% off these lines. The show runs from Friday the 12th through Saturday the 20th. So book your appointment today, either on Diane's Dresses, Etc. Facebook page or by calling 645-3168.
Kanabe Trucking is hiring full and part-time truck drivers. Owner-operator positions are also available. They're a local livestock hauler, mostly pigs. Drivers are home most nights. They offer competitive pay. Applicants must have a current CDL, clean driving record, and must be able to pass a drug test. To apply or for more information, contact Warren at 402-239-4952 or William at 402-239-2980.
This is an agribusiness update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In 2020, U.S. family farm households received $4.3 billion in federal assistance during the coronavirus pandemic from economic impact payments. Researchers at USDA's Economic Research Service say the estimated average was $924 for singles, $2,408 for head of household, and $2,466 for joint filers. The disparity partly reflects the lower income thresholds for single households that resulted in some not receiving the maximum payment and others not receiving payments at all. Additionally, since unmarried people with dependents were assumed to file as head of household, the households were estimated to have received an additional $500 per dependent. Now, among family farm households, the ERS researchers estimated that 18% of single filers did not receive a payment, compared to 17% of head of households and 13% of joint filers in 2020. In April and May of last year, U.S. households of all types, farm or otherwise, received more than $266 billion from the program. Support on and off Capitol Hill building for legislation that would help U.S. ag commodities get to foreign buyers despite bottlenecks in some of the biggest U.S. ports. Congress often moves slowly, but Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota now says he believes there's a 50-50 chance that the House will be able to approve the Ocean Shipping Reform Act of 2021 in the waning weeks of the year. The bill seeks to stop Chinese exporters from paying ocean carrier companies to return containers empty instead of filling up with U.S. Asian-bound goods. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like-new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you. Markets opening up in just a little bit today. We had another heck of a day in the grain market yesterday. Corn, wheat, soybeans all higher, not only riding from the USDA's report that came out a couple days ago, but was also the energy market with ethanol driving up the corn prices and more. It was kind of mixing the livestock yesterday as we wrapped up for the day. Starting off with your grains, we did have December corn up 14 and a half at the end of trading yesterday to 569 and a quarter. The wheat prices, Kansas City wheat for December was up 24 points. They kind of led the charge yesterday, sitting at 817 and a half. Chicago wheat was up by 24 and a half as well. Oats yesterday, they regained a lot of the losses they've seen over the last week or so, up 23 and three quarters by the end of trading yesterday, sitting at 740 even. In the bean market, they were pretty consistent, but mostly higher. November soybeans up 4 points, sitting at 1203 and a half. We had the meal yesterday. They kind of teetered back and forth a little bit. The early futures, December was down 10 cents at 342.40. The January on the flip side and the rest of the later futures were up a half a cent at 338.40. Soybean oil for December also up at the green yesterday, 67 cents higher at 59.14. Canola, they had a decent day. November up $15 by the end to 10.29.40. Cotton was about the only other market that saw some red on the board. They kind of went back and forth for a while as well. December cotton down 70 cents by the end at 118.68. Right now, all the focus is continued on the finishing up of the harvest across the nation and the continued export numbers that seemed relatively well for the month of November compared to what was anticipated. At the same time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, along with other nations around the globe, are working on their second half of their marketing year's grain export numbers, as a Russian ag minister has come out saying that they're expecting to release their second half exports for the second part of the year, coming out by February 15th of 2022. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting upwards of 500 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 25 black crossbred steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 700 pounds, 31 black and red shorthorn cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 650, 40 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 33 weighing 5 to 7, 46 mostly black steers and heifers 5 to 750. 70 black steers, 5.5 to 7, with 40 weighing in at 6 to 7. 30 black steers off grass, 6 to 8. 16 black heifers off grass, 7 to 825. 68 black and crossbred yearling heifers weigh 775 to 8. 30 black and red steers, 850 to 9. 9 fancy open red Angus heiferettes, 900 to 1,000 pounds. 8 black heifers, 1,000 to 1,100 pounds, another 5 in that same weight range, with 30 black steers weighing 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Bite Me Barbecue will be serving burgers, chicken strips with french fries, and hot beef, meatloaf, and chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and homemade gravy today. Open 10 to 3 at the sale barn.
Hitchpen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpen's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpen.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpen.com. Hitchpen, your ag marketplace.
There will be a land auction, 77 acres more or less, in Marshall County to be sold for Rosalind Runge and Charlene Versch. Sale Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center. The property, just short of 77 taxable acres, is located at the intersection of 26th Road and Eagle Road, Summerfield, 4.5 miles south on Highway 99 and 3/4 mile east on Eagle Road. The property is nearly all cropland. Again, provides an excellent location for farming, residing, and investing. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction. Don Prell, Steve Prell, Valerie Pell. This land auction Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center.
This is an important day on the Weather Lore calendar. A look at some of the old-time proverbs and weather wisdom on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 11th. America salutes all who have served in the armed forces today. Veterans Day is the 315th day of the year. It is the 103rd anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. Today is also an important day on the weather lore calendar, St. Martin's Day. For over 200 years, the almanac has adhered to the saying, if all saints bring out winter, St. Martin's brings out Indian summer. A warm spell during the next 10 days, therefore, is the only period that can properly be called Indian summer. And if you're having an unusually cold period, well, there's folklore for that, too. If geese on St. Martin's Day stand on ice, they will walk on mud at Christmas. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 37 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs forecast in the 50s as a cooling trend continues. We received just a trace amount of precipitation throughout the day on Wednesday. Some areas southern part of the county received an inch or more with 2.5 inches. Parts of Pottawatomie County up into points southwest of us here.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Nigel Pack scored 18 points, making 4 3-pointers. Mark Smith added 12 points, and Kansas State beat Florida A&M 67-57 in a season opener for both teams. The Wildcats led by just 3 points at the break, but held the Rattlers to 27 points in the second half. Florida A&M took a 43-42 lead, its last of the game with 13.5 minutes remaining, but Selton Miguel scored all 10 of his points during a 12-2 run for K-State. The Wildcats are back in action Wednesday, November 17th, hosting Nebraska. Omaha. Two Kansas Jayhawks will redshirt this upcoming men's basketball season. Super senior transfer forward Cam Martin and freshman forward Dylan Wilhite will both redshirt this season. Martin transferred to the Jayhawks after an accomplished career with Missouri Southern. He was a 2-time NCAA Division II All-American. Wilhite was an unranked recruit in the class of 2021. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host West Virginia Saturday, November 13th for our Celebrate Ag game. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Mountaineers and arrive early to visit the Celebrate Ag displays on the concourse of Bramlage Coliseum before the game. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Go Cats!
Week 3 playoff football. Join KNDY as we broadcast our Friday feature game, Axtell at Waverly. K-Prep's pregame at 6, coaches' interviews at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Tune in for Axtell at Waverly live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Tune in this Saturday as Kansas State looks to continue its momentum against West Virginia with pregame starting at 9. And Kansas heads back on the road to take on the Texas Longhorns with pregame starting at 6 o'clock.
This Veterans Day, Prairie View Industries takes this time to honor the veterans who protected this great nation and its citizens. They would especially like to thank the soldiers that were wounded or disabled while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps. Alfea honors all those who have served this great nation. They have sacrificed so much for the American way and to live a life of opportunity and freedom. The United States people are forever grateful to their military men and women. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
KNDY.
At the jewelry store, eyes open wide, staring inside at the ring that they wanted for her. Mister, bring it closer. Mister, can we hold it? I think it's gonna fit just fine. As he slipped it on her hand, Janie kissed her man. Don't love make a diamond shine.